a name that a lot of you know. You've dealt with Tyler Curtis an awful lot, and now he has a new role as Emporia City Commissioner after action by the City Commission earlier this week.
And we welcome in Commissioner Curtis here this morning. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Step. Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you. How are things going here so far today?
Oh, well, so far so good. You know, it's been an interesting 48 hours. So lots of messages, lots of meetings being scheduled, lots of things to look forward to. But I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, we were all saddened by the death of former and longtime Emporia City Commissioner and Mayor Danny Giefer last month, which led to the process of the Emporia City Commission having to fill the remainder of Danny's seat. First, Tyler, interested you? What prompted you to run?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while. I've been encouraged to do this in the past, and the timing just wasn't right. So earlier this year, I had come to the conclusion that I think in the next couple of years, the timing would be right. So started kind of thinking about what a run would look like in 2025. Obviously, like you just said, with Danny's passing, and I've worked with Danny on a number of different projects and those kind of things throughout the years. When that came open, I thought, well, maybe this is the time. And, you know, kind of in true Danny fashion, he always talked about opportunities, right? So what's an opportunity? When do you have an opportunity? Seize the opportunity. And I thought, well, you know, Danny might be encouraging me to say, look, you have an opportunity now. Take it. If it's the right time, it's the right time. If it's not, you'll know it. So I just went ahead and threw in my name. It's been something that I've wanted to do, something that I thought I might add some value to, and went ahead and did it. So here we are.
Tyler, you've got, obviously, folks here in town know you, I think, best from your extended period of time at Emporia State as a university administrator, a student, sure. Also with your most recent work here with the United Methodist Foundation, if memory serves me correctly. What do you bring from those experiences and really, I guess, just maybe your experience in Emporia as a whole to your outlook on the City Commission and really how the city should move forward from here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, no doubt my time at ESU really gave me a deep dive into community. My first experience with this community was when I was a student at Emporia State, and I loved it then. I loved being a student here. One of my fraternity brothers was a student intern for Mary Helmer, so we got involved with some Main Street stuff even when I was a student. Doing some different things. I don't know why you would ever give a 21-year-old keys to a car and ask them to drive in a parade, but we did that. But, you know, it was a great experience, right? It was a great time. And when I came back in 2010, I was immediately on the Main Street Board, and I came before the City Commission to talk about budget allocation. But I remember Jim Kessler asking me, so, you know, hey, we're talking about budget, but what brought you back? You know, why'd you come back to Emporia after being a student? And I was like, goodness gracious, in the time that I left, in those, you know, 8-9 years, all I keep on hearing about is how cool Emporia is, about this new bike race, about all these things that are going on in Emporia with downtown festivals and that kind of stuff. I'm like, I want to be a part of that again. You know, I don't want to raise my family here. So we started looking at, you know, what were the schools like? We already knew about Emporia State. I know we have a technical college. You know, we just thought this is the kind of community that we can raise our family in and we can grow and thrive in. So throughout my time at ESU and throughout my time in being involved in town, right, whether it's SOS, Main Street, Granada Sea Shitter, Crosswind, whatever it's been that we've had a hand in, it's all been really fulfilling. So I'm just grateful to be a part of the Emporia community, and I hope I can add some value as we think about what our future looks like here in Emporia.
Speaking of that, where do you see, I guess, first off, you mentioned here about the learning curve. How do you see that learning curve, you know, based off of just kind of in general terms, getting acclimated to city government, city leadership, but how do you see that maybe being different from your learning curve, say, that you had at the United Methodist Foundation, or how that was for you at Emporia State?
Yeah, you always come in with some knowledge, right? And then you take a deep dive and you figure out that you're only scratching the surface. So obviously I've been familiar with what the city does. I've been familiar with city commissioners and I've talked about what they do. But, you know, I don't know every department inside and out. I don't know all the facets of the budget. I don't know all the movers and the drivers of revenue and expense. So I'm looking forward to taking a deep dive into those things. You know, if anything, my career going from teacher to principal to alumni director to, you know, working with university advancement and doing grants and foundations and doing this thing called like legacy planning and how those tie into estates. The one thing that has been consistent throughout my time is that I take on new challenges and I learn fast. And I think that's something that I really took from my education, right? That's what an education sets you up for, is how fast can you acclimate, how fast can you pivot, how fast can you learn what you need to learn and start making a difference. So I think I can bring all of that to the city with some knowledge, some background, and obviously knowing that there's a lot more out there to learn and be familiar with.
Outstanding. Well, Tyler, anything else that you wanted to add here this morning before, A, you head off into your regularly scheduled day, and B, before you jump on board the City Commission coming up on the 21st?
Well, like I said, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm honored and humbled to be selected to do this. We had some outstanding people. All of them were outstanding people who applied. So I'm certainly grateful to have been chosen from that group. You know, I laid out a vision in my application and talked a little bit about it this past Wednesday. But, you know, the state of Kansas has a vision to be the best place to live, work, and play. So I just want to piggyback onto that and say, you know, I love Kansas. I love living here. This is my home state. I just want Emporia to be the best place in Kansas to live, work, and play. And when it comes to those things, giving people opportunity, making them feel welcome, giving them everything they need to grow and thrive in our community, to find fulfilling work, and to have good times and recreation as well, whether it's indoor or outdoor, whatever it might be. My family loves living here. I hope that every citizen who lives here loves living here, and I hope that we are seen from people afar from being, man, that's a place that I can see myself, and I would love to be there someday. So that's what I'm looking to do is create that growth opportunity and create that place and be a part of that process. You can't do it by yourself. So I'm looking forward to partnering with this community to grow and thrive and make us all successful.
Are we in a good spot for growth, Tyler, do you think? You're sitting right now, I mean, we've been pretty stagnant. I mean, as far as, you know, population goes here in the city of Emporia, we've been kind of holding steady, but there's been some movement at Emporia State, kind of a different direction on campus there, and some positive moving forward with Flint Hills Tech College. So, you know, secondary education seems to be heading in the right direction. Economically here, City Commission budgetarily seems in a pretty good spot. So do you see some positive room for growth here?
You know, I'm always optimistic, Ron. So, I do see room for opportunity. There are certainly headwinds. There are certainly challenges. But I think we do have an opportunity here. I think with the chip manufacturing plant maybe coming in Coffee County, it seems more and more like that's going to happen. That's going to have some ancillary kind of effects on Emporia and our community. I think our manufacturers here now want to be here, and they want to invest in our people and in our place. I think we have a good group of people. I mean, look at the 10 people who showed out for this seat. All 10 of those folks bring a wealth of experience and knowledge and passion. I think we're in a good position to grow and to thrive. And by all means, it's not going to happen in overnight. You know, it's not going to be like I get sworn in on the 21st and the 22nd. We're like a new day. But I think slow and steady. And you know, and I have a bias for action. So I'm going to try to be a little bit faster than Flo for sure. But at the same time, I think we have a lot of strengths to leverage as we face our challenges.
Well, Tyler, congratulations on the appointment, and thanks for stepping up.
Thank you.
And thanks to all the candidates, as you mentioned, for putting themselves out there. It's great to see that we have so many people wanting to get involved and be a part of the growth of this community here. Tyler, again, thanks for your time, and we certainly will be in touch.
Absolutely. You guys have a great rest of the day, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate your work today.
Tyler Curtis, our newest Emporia City Commissioner, with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Chuck?
Okay. Monday, again, we'll have Rec Center Steering Committee Vice Chair Dion Morrow, BG Consulting.